This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is.
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty. Yeah, this is Mad Wednesday. Very, very laid back.
But Michael fussy and about Dean. The music, apparently.
Well, you know, that's, aren't we allowed?
Absolutely.
It's not just fodder, is it?
That's
you know,
true.
We've got to make a comment.
Absolutely.
We've got a guest.
We do.
You introduce.
We have the fabulous Kel Wilson with us today. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That's all right. Yours.
Oh, it's all for you.
I brought that in myself. It's a recording of all the shows that I do.
Well, I mean, in this business, if you don't, you're left without it.
Absolutely.
You know. Now, there's you didn't do last year's comedy festival,
no.
Did you?
No.
Why is that? Did you just, well, I guess I'll stop there. Why is that? Why didn't you?
I was writing for Charlie Pickering's show, The Weekly, and I had no brain left over for any other jokes. I was writing stuff for Charlie and they just had nothing left over.
Yeah.
So having had a year off, I'm raring to go.
And you need that. You need to be able to be raring to go, don't you?
Yes.
Because it's is it every night other than Mondays?
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And I've managed to stick a gig in every Monday night doing
wow.
something else.
So. Oh, that's what you do during
yes, of course you do. And you go, I'd love to do a gig at 11 o'clock at night. And then on that night, you're like, why did I say yes to this? But it's always fantastic.
I mean, you in the position now where you don't, I mean, you know, you don't have to do promotional stuff. You can sort of sit back a little bit.
Not really, because there's so much competition and so many fantastic comedians, and there's always new, young, fantastic people coming through. I'm really excited.
Damn those of you.
I will curse them with their little unlined faces. but there's so many exciting new people coming through that you've all got to get out there and hustle.
I mean, you open the card, it's incredible, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
You know? It's great. Mike, can I give you my picks of people that aren't me?
I love it.
Demi Lardner.
Yes.
Who is a tiny child of a person. She's hilarious. And I saw a show in Adelaide and I have not laughed so hard in such a long time. I couldn't see where any of the jokes were coming from. Like normally you can kind of go, oh, I know where you're going with that. I had no idea where anything was coming from. She's brilliant. She's completely bonkers and totally a unique individual, and I cannot speak high enough of her.
Wow.
And Laura Davis, who is also a brilliant mind, and has my favourite image of the festival this year, which is just her arm sticking up out of the ocean,
of the water,
holding
a
cake.
Right.
Yeah, it's
and
brilliant.
Do you only like female comics?
No.
Are you really against the men?
Is that what I have? I come across like that?
No,
I don't think so. I was like, where are we going?
Very difficult to be in this room with both of you,
Michael. Get
we're like female comics.
We really are.
You know, we're just not funny.
No, I love them all. Tom Walker, if you want a boy comic, if you can't stand being near ovaries,
no, love it.
Tom Walker,
we love
hilarious,
ovaries.
Bonkers. So many great young whippersnappers.
But I always love getting people's picks. But it is always interesting because whenever you ask them, everyone does bring up the poster. Coming up with the right look for a poster, especially at comedy festival time, is tough.
We wanted to ask, what do you do then? Because you have to get everything into them, like the photo and everything about it and the blurb about it and the name of it.
Yes.
Do you do the name of it and then write whatever it is, or what do you do?
Yes, well, we have to hand the blurbs in before we've written the show often. And so
isn't
you,
I love you say often, every time.
Every
that's
time.
What every comedian's
every
doing, let's
every
be
time. So the show is called Things I've Never Said, and it's about the fact that I don't like to offend people and I'm a bit of a people pleaser. So this year I've tried to be more open and more direct with what I feel about things. But when I wrote the blurb, I said that I was going to say all the things I'd never said about feminism, politics, and those brown shoes that my husband won't throw out. Literally just a joke about the brown shoes.
Right.
Like, there are no brown shoes in the show. Everyone asks about the brown shoes.
Yeah,
like,
right.
How bad are they? I'm like, literally, it's just a joke.
Yeah.
Why did I?
He hasn't
why
got them.
Do people
he
need
has
to
got
take
them. He won't throw them out.
Has got them, has
really?
He?
Yeah, they're terrible. You know, douche canoe as a term.
I do not.
I've never heard of
that
term
the term
before.
Douche canoe, and I call them
and
the douche canoes.
It sounds like something that we should have heard of.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. I was
does.
In a band called the Douche Canoe. I wasn't. And isn't
God started.
It isn't right that when you, as a comedian, people believe what you say. Like,
yes.
We're willing to laugh at you and at whatever it is. Oh, my God, did that really happen? You know,
yes.
Did you really do those, you know, drugs on an aeroplane, you know, with Eskimos or whatever it is?
Yes,
you
I know? Find it also that people disbelieve things that have happened. Like I talk about in the show, I accidentally got engaged once because I was too polite to tell my new boyfriend that I was joking when I said marry me after a particularly nice shag.
But I've seen you perform, so I would actually believe that's true.
That's true. It didn't go on for too long. We got divorced after 8 months, so it was fine. Just a brief thing. But so I talk about stuff like that, ridiculous things that I've done in my past, just not wanting to offend people. And people go, oh, that didn't really happen. Yes, I've had a terrible life.
Oh, God. God, it must be really good sex then. I mean,
well, just for that brief time. Yeah. You know, novelty.
I mean, isn't that how everyone describes sex?
Bragged on for 8 months. For a brief time.
Oh, I just didn't know how to get out of it. Just, you know, those invitations look lovely. We'll just keep going. I like the frock.
Are you mates now?
No. But I've got a lovely husband now, and he's my favourite. So
doesn't matter about the other one.
No.
Not at all.
To the Batmobile. Let's go.
It's Mad Wednesday. You're with Michael and Dean, but we're not alone, are we, Michael?
No.
We've got the fabulous Kel Wilson here with us.
I like the way you said that. It was like I was a ghost. Yeah, I know. Like you were having a séance. We're not alone. I can sense her.
Well, the difficulty having you in is that we nearly didn't go back on air then.
No, we were chattering.
We were totally chatting.
I knew it would happen. I knew it. What is it like being on the television with Whose Line Is It Anyway? Are you loving it?
It must be
a dream.
I love it because I started off doing improv. Yeah. And the best thing about doing improv is you don't have to do homework. You don't have to learn any lines or anything like that. And you're with a bunch of other people who are also idiots. If you can't think of something, they'll think of something. So it's like it's just great.
A fun energy.
Yeah. It's really great.
Mm. You've got to be on though, haven't you? As in you've got to be, you know, there's no point rocking up with a hangover or anything.
No, you can't. You have to be on top form and you have to trust everyone else as well.
But you're a mum and probably look after yourself, so you're probably not getting many hangovers anyway.
Oh, it's not that I'm a mum, it's just that I'm too old now.
I was about to say, how many mothers do you know? I know a lot of mothers going straight for the wine.
Look, it is a good technique. It's a good parenting technique.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah. Yeah, a bottle of milk for you, glass of wine for me.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're getting ready? This is all scripted to be, you know exactly when to say something with this gig now.
Oh, kind of. It evolves. Over the festival, it evolves. I've done it for a couple of weeks already in Brisbane and Adelaide. And new jokes occur to you while you're on stage. And so you go, oh, that other joke that was okay, that's gone. Now I'm going to do this new joke. And I also like to ask the audience, like, if other people do the same thing as me. Like, I hate tension and conflict. So if someone, like if a radio host is rude to a call, I have to change the station. Like, I just can't bear any sort of conflict. Like he could be, you know, it could be a host interviewing Peter Dutton and I'd be like, oh, don't be mean to the evil potato. Like, I can't stand it.
What does it take to get you to be rude then? I'm not going to try to get you.
I mean, a part of me wants to see if we can.
No. Not this nice
people
lady.
People saying straight out offensive stuff, I think.
That'll get you back up.
Yeah, and I told off at someone else's child once when they were mean to my son, which you never do, because other parents are dangerous. But
it's a bit of a satisfaction, isn't it, when you tell off another child in defence of your own? I do it with my nieces and nephews. You know, it's
would they
some
are
kids
your
just have
own,
to be told.
I've
got to be told.
I also did it once when my son was 3 weeks old and we were at Healesville because my parents had come over from New Zealand and they wanted to look at dusty, bored animals. And so we're like, come to Healesville. And so
I don't know what that is.
Healesville Animal Sanctuary.
I know what that is. What's dusty board?
Dusty board animals. It's just kangaroos and emus lying around being like, it's hot and I'm scratching.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing nothing.
I thought like this is like it was a type of an animal. Take a look at the dusty board animals. Never heard that. Have
it's
you?
In their own enclosure.
Have you heard that?
They're like drop bears, but they're dusty and bored.
I couldn't let it go without. I thought I might have to comment on a dusty board animal. Do you know any? Sorry,
I've completely forgotten what I was.
They wanted to go 3 weeks.
Yeah. This emu started walking towards me and my baby, and I had this. I like hulked up and was like, "I will kill you!" Like I just had this.
Emus are terrifying though, so that's a good thing.
Yeah,
emus are terrifying.
It would have won, but I was quite prepared to snap its neck. Like I was like, I will protect my child.
If we brought an emu in now, you would go for it, would you?
No, my son's not here, so I'd be like, get it.
It's all right if it pecks our eyes out.
Oh, totally.
Screw the kangaroo with the boxing gloves. It's now Kel Wilson with an emu in a boxing ring.
I don't know whether I could take a cassowary, but I reckon I could still.
Is an emu a dusty board animal?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and a cassowary is an emu who's been to Mardi Gras.
This is what we learn. Yeah. The more you know.
Oh, my God. And I bet there's a lot more to learn if you go along and watch Things I've Never Said, which opens tomorrow night.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Oh, you and said that. You looked at me like I didn't know.
No,
but I did.
You're doing it all. You're going right till the 23rd of April.
Yes.
You're in the venue. The Melbourne Town Hall.
No, I'm not. Oh, only one night. I'm doing.
You said
I'm doing an accessible gig because the venue that I'm at, the Swiss Club, is not greatly accessible. So we're doing one night in the powder room at the Town Hall.
Oh, brilliant.
Which is really important. We're doing an Auslan night as well, the sign language night, which it's always my favourite.
So entertaining.
So great.
Do you involve them then when they're
doing
this?
Yes, I get sidetracked by seeing how wonderful my words look when they're signed.
Yeah.
Like I especially if it's something a bit filthy, that's always exciting. and the Swiss Club is where I'm at for the rest of the time. And it's above the Swiss Club restaurant. There's a lot of schnitzel going on.
Yes.
Oh, that's enough of a reason if the comedy wasn't.
Look, I lose weight over the festival usually, but when I'm at the Swiss Club,
no
I
problem.
Just get rounder and rounder.
That's why I'm regretting not doing a show. All that weight loss. All right, well, we'll get along and see. You can get all your tickets in the usual way at the Comedy Festival website. Thank you very much for joining
us.
Thanks for coming.
Always lovely.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.